Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Clever Fools. But first, a word from our sponsor.
It's lunchtime, you're hungry, we know how you feel. Your mouth wants little Caesars, and your wallet wants a deal. Four slices of deep, deep dish and a soda are for you. Hot and ready for $5, and this is what you do. Bite, bite, sip, sip. That's what makes the gumbo. Bite, bite, sip, sip. To the deep, deep dish gumbo mambo. For lunch.
All right.
All right. We are your hosts. I'm Ivan.
I'm Francisco.
And I'm Monique.
And they weren't really our sponsors. I just love that song.
That's a great song.
So it's the best song ever.
Wham as well. It's a pretty good song.
Yeah, those are all good songs to start with.
All right. We got us kicked off with a high energy, high voltage. A lot of fun stuff to talk about. So we're back for another great episode, and we are excited to be here. There's a lot going on to talk about today. So let's get started.
Beer Fest.
Beer Fest.
And now it's time for a good old beer tasting with your favorite gentleman, Thy Clever Fools.
All right. Well, we're going to get right into it. A lot of cool beer stuff to talk about today. But before I get into all that, we're going to just do our little beer tasting. This is a beer that I heard about from a friend of mine and from Cal Heights Market, where I go to a lot. It is a Saison or a farmhouse ale. It's called the Saison Breda. It was aged in Breda barrels. It's from a brewery called Logstons.
And what does Saison mean?
Yeah, Saison is a type of beer that tends to be more like a sour, it's like a sour beer, but a cloudy beer. It was from the farmhouse era. Basically, farmers would help create beer during the winter when there wasn't a lot to do. They would make beers and stuff and store them. And then in the summer, you would have like your Saisons.
What is this called? Like moonshine?
Similar, but this is like farmhouse ale. So remember a couple weeks ago we had the Firestone Opal, that gold one right there.
Saison.
That's a Saison. So Saisons are more like...
Oh, that one was good.
Yeah, they're like flowery and kind of like lighter apricot-y summer beers. So apricots. It's been... Yeah, and here in LA we just finished having like a heat wave. So I figured we stay in that little nice summery spring beers. So why don't we get this started? So again, this is Logstons Farmhouse Ale. It's a Saison Breda. This is 8% alcohol by volume, so don't let it fool you. It's an organic ale. I tend to like organic beers. I don't know why so much, but a couple of them. Samuel Smith does all organic beers. They have a really nice flavor when they're organic. This is brewed in small batches on a traditional farm brewery that has historically been made for hundreds of years. It's unfiltered bottle of Saison, and it's sealed with beeswax seal so that the oxygen doesn't get out. Yeah. So I just popped it open, and here we go. You guys want to pass your cups?
Sorry.
Sure.
So this is a one.
You should have turned on the sexy sex, man.
Oh, that's yeah. Right.
Sexy sex, man. Pew, 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 pew. Pew, 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 pew.
We don't need
there
it
is,
now.
There he is, there he is. All right, buddy. Keep playing that sax.
Someone doesn't know how to pour a beer. They need to learn how to pour beer before they brew beers.
There. Better? Right, I'll leave some here. Wait.
That's a lot.
Is that too much?
That's good.
So this type of beer here is has little it's aged in Breda barrels. So Breda, I guess, is a type of wood that they use or a type of barrel. So it has a little more extra flavor. I'm gonna log in on Untappd. If you haven't been on Untappd, I'm Cisco Kid UCLA. Ivan is
1982 Monster.
And I don't know if Monique has one or not. But,
no, I don't. Sorry.
But anyway, let's.
Monique is Monique Chickadee's baby.
Okay. Chickadee. So Logsdon, I should actually say where it's from. Logsdon is, the guy I talked to today, he said he had actually been there. It was in Portland somewhere. Where is this place? Let's see. Brewed by Logsdon's Farmhouse. Yeah, it's in Oregon, so near Portland, Oregon. And he says it's like it's literally a brewery in the middle of nowhere. Like, there's a picture in the front of this bottle, which I'll post if you guys see. He said it literally looks like the picture. I was like, no way. I thought that was literally. Just artwork.
Literally?
Literally. Not
he said it's like a little it's a little farm, and they brew
beer
there.
There's a glass of beer in the middle of the mountain, so that's actually
holy
there.
Crap.
Literally.
It's gigantic.
Holy shit.
All right, well, here we go,
guys.
We
must go see this.
Cheers. If we ever go up to Oregon, we'll definitely check out Logsdon's beer, brewery.
Cheers.
Here we go.
Saison. Apricots.
Holy cow, that's sour. Ooh. Jesus.
What is that flavor?
It's a sour beer.
Apricot.
It tastes like lemons.
It's like a, yeah, it's a very sour, lemony kind of beer. This would
it's
be.
It's like when you have that fruit from the Fruit the Man and the leftover lemon
kind
juice.
Kind of, a little bit. It's like fermented lemon juice. It's not at all what I expected it to be. Holy cow.
Cheers. Cheers.
Yeah, saisons also tend to be very dry beers, so this is pretty dry. It doesn't leave a lot of like aftertaste. Ouch! Ouch!
Take my breath away. Boom boom.
Boom boom.
Boom boom. Take my breath away. Boom boom.
All right.
Well, I will start with this.
Get us started, Ivan.
With this.
Bread down.
Countdown.
It's the final.
I like it. Countdown. I think it's good. I like the flavor. I like the taste. I like the dry. I like the stuff that says something. So I'll give it a 4.
Nice. Well done. Good choice, Monique.
I think I'll give it the same. It's pretty good. But if you don't like citrus flavors, don't buy this beer.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I don't think it's quite a 5, but I think for me, I like lemony kind of summery beers, and for me when a beer fits the moment, I tend to rate it higher. So maybe it's a little higher than I should, but I'm gonna give it a 4.5. I like the bubbles. If you look on the side of your cup, it's like very carbonated. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like this is what I pictured when someone first gave me a Corona with a lime in it. I thought it would taste something more like lemony. Like Corona with a lime just tastes like gross water with lime in it.
Yeah,
this like actually, piss. This is what I thought it was gonna taste like. So this is I like this flavor. It's like bright and flowery and lemony.
You want Corona? Let me pee in a cup. Put some lemon salt in it. That's
good. But yeah, so I'm gonna give it a 4.5. So that's our beer. All right, so a couple of updates. As you guys remember, I had mentioned and I announced last week that I'm gonna be starting. The adventures of home brewing. So home brewing is something that I think is going to be a lot of fun here at the Clever Fools podcast. And I have a Mr. Beer kit. Anybody who's ever had Mr. Beer kits probably knows. I went to a store here in Long Beach called Steinfillers, and it's a home brewing store where you can buy hops, you can buy flavoring agents, you can buy equipment. Like, they have everything you will ever need to brew your own beer. And I went in there and talked to them about the Mr. Beer kit, and they were really respectful. They were like, hey, look, if that's your thing, that's cool. I said, hey, look, I go fishing with my buddy Ivan, and I was like, this is how I see it. I see it as like, you got to get started somewhere. The Mr. Beer brew kit is like one of those do-it-yourself tackle kits that comes attached to a pole. And he's like, yeah, it kind of is. It's like the kiddie one that you give to the kid to like get them interested.
It's a starter.
It's a real basic starter. He's like, you don't even have to really brew anything. You just kind of throw it together. I was like, yeah, but that's all I have. So, and then I told him some of the ingredients that were given to me have gone bad. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, man, well, if you're going to invest money in buying it, he's like, you might as well kind of step it up a bit. So I said, I'm not sure. So I looked at their kits, and the cheapest kit they have is $100, but it's the full kit. I mean, it's like everything you need. But one of the things that I thought was interesting that they do at Steinfillers that a lot of places don't have is part of their brew kit is a book called How to Brew Beer. So the guy said, hey, look, you're not willing to spend $100. Why don't you do this? There's a book that we give to every starting home brewer called How to Brew Beer. And it's this book by a guy named John J. Palmer. And he's an engineer. And he writes like an engineer, very like, do this, then do this, then do this, then do this. It's not so much like, well, I think you should. It's not flowery language. It's like, get right to the freaking point. I just want to know. And so he said, why don't you buy the book? It's $20. So I was like, that's a little steep. But he said, look, it comes included in the kit. When you come back and you buy the kit, I'll give $20 off the kit. So then you could just have the kit without the book because you already have the book. And you'll have read the book. I was like, that's really cool. Well, yeah, I'll do that. So I ended up buying it. And I've only read the first two chapters, but I really love it. And here's the reason why. I'm going to read the first paragraph of chapter one. So this will be the first thing you read. And this is the kind of guy that – this is how I felt. So I felt like this book speaks right to me. If you're ever interested in home brewing, you should buy this book. But here's the first paragraph. What do I do? A crash course in brewing. He says, if you're like me, you're probably standing in the kitchen waiting to get started. Your beer kit and equipment are on the counter, and you're wondering how long will it take me to do – how long will it take and what to do first? I would recommend that you read section one, Brewing with Malt Extract. This section will teach you the fundamentals of how to brew beer so you won't be confused by incomplete instructions on your beer kit and you'll have an outstanding first batch. But if you are like me, you probably want to do this right now while you have some time. It's going to take you about 3 hours to brew. So in this first chapter, I'll give you a walkthrough of the steps necessary to get your first batch bubbling in the fermenter and give you an overview of what you'll need to ferment in your bottles and your beer. So basically, he's like, I know you want to do this right now. This book is about almost 400 pages. It's like 350 pages or something like that. So it's a long book. But he understands that you want to brew right now. So he gives you everything you need to know in chapter one. And then each chapter goes into detail so you can become a better brewer. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I ended up not getting the brew kit or not starting brewing right away because the guy at the store said, look, man, you could brew your first batch of beer, but it's probably not going to taste like beer you'll ever drink anywhere. It's like it's going to be a watered-down version. It's like if you want your first beer to be good, read this book. And so now the process of starting might take another week or two because I want to read through this book. But even after reading the first chapter, I have a much, much better understanding of what's happening. So anyway, I don't want to get too into it. I'll put pictures on the Facebook page. If you're interested in home brewing or you want to follow along with us, I'm going to be following this book, and that'll be great. So that's that. So that's where the brewing process is. I told you guys I'd keep you in the loop. Just a quick update. Another cool thing that happened. I haven't told Ivan and Monique the full details. Today is actually I'm starting the show a little bit buzzed because I've already had a couple beers. Today turned out to be one of the coolest beer days I've had in quite a while. And so I wanted to share a little bit about what was going on for how this happened. So long story short, I'll try to keep it brief. I got out of work early today, about 3:00. Normally I get out at 5:30. So I usually get out at 5:30, come straight home and go to a beer store, buy the beer, and come here and record. Since I got out at 3, I had to help with some extracurricular stuff at work and like after work stuff. I ended up finishing at 4, so I called a buddy of mine and said, hey, man, you want to grab dinner with me? I got a little extra time I wasn't expecting. We went to the beer store where I bought this Logsdon beer, and it's a really great beer. Then afterwards, he was like, why don't we go to Beechwood Brewery? Now, if you guys know me at all, you guys know I've talked about Beechwood Brewery. It's a local brewery here in Long Beach. We've gone there. We went there for my birthday. They have great beer, so I said, sure, let's go there. And we sat down, we ordered our food. Luckily, it was happy hour. And I was like, all right, this is chill. We're going to grab a beer and go home, and I'm going to record. What ended up happening was all of a sudden I saw a guy from Smog City Brewery, from Monkish Brewery, from Bootleggers Brewery, from Firestone Brewery, from – they were all people, like representatives from all these local breweries in Southern California. And if you guys know anything about some of the beer stuff, these are not like – whatever beer, they're like good beers. And I was like, why are there so many brewers here? And then I saw a guy that I actually recognized who recently he won a silver medal in the world beer competition for a black saison that he made. So he's a really good brewer. He beat like Dogfish Head and he beat a couple other like crazy big brewers to win this prize. So I see him walk in and I recognize him because he's a friend of my boss's. And the guy that I'm with was on the high school swim team with him. I was like, what the hell? Small world. So this brewer comes and sits down by himself. And I'm like, dude, he's by himself. It kind of felt like, I mean, you guys are dating, Ivan and Monique. So you guys probably, it's been a while. But you know when you're at a bar and you like want to talk to somebody, you're like, I don't know, is it weird? It's just like,
oh, okay. Like awkward?
It was kind of awkward because I saw
what
him.
What did that have to do with dating?
Well, when you're at a beer and a girl sitting by, or a beer, when you're at a bar and a girl sitting by herself, there's always that like that moment where you're like, what do I say? But then you do it.
So you compared talking to this dude like talking to a girl?
Kind of. I know it sounds weird, but I was like,
I'd say weird is not the word.
But anyway, it was this moment of like, he doesn't really know me, but we've met before once. I don't know if this is going to be weird for him, because we were going to invite him to sit at our table. Because I'm like, dude, what better place to have a guy than, you know, at our table at a brewery, uh-huh. somebody who brews beer. Mm. So anyway, we invited him over, and I'm asking him, I'm like, okay, you're a brewer. I know you're a brewer. What the hell are all these brewers doing here? He's like, oh, you didn't know? He's like, you actually got a really nice table. We're like, we have a table right in the middle of the brewery. And he's like, yeah, today is the 1-year anniversary of this newspaper called Beer Paper. I was like, beer paper? He's like, it's a newspaper dedicated to Southern California breweries, and today's their 1-year anniversary. So in celebration of the 1-year anniversary, all these local beers got their best, rarest beers, and they're putting them on tap tonight only. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, it starts at 6 o'clock, and at this time it's like 5:45. I'm like, in 15 minutes? He's like, yeah. I was like, fuck yeah, we're going to stay and get some beer. So we record this show around 7 o'clock. So I knew I had to be back here, but I was like, I at least want to try one. So I start talking to the guy, and then all these brewers are like, hey, what's up, man? How's it going? Good to see you, bro. And, anyway, I'm like, all right, dude, if I only have one beer, what should I get? And so he recommended this beer by a brewery called Taps Brewery. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Taps Brewery, but if not, look it up. It's a local brewery here in, I don't know if it's Santa Ana but it's nearby, in Southern California. And there was a Russian Imperial Stout that was aged in oak barrels, which if you guys know me at all, you know I loved aged beers. Come on, fucking load. Here it is. I'm trying to look for the beer I just had. It's called a 2013 Remy Taps beer from Taps Fish House and Brewery. And this beer was one of the – it's a 12.6% alcohol by volume. When you smell the cup, it smelled like whiskey. And then you drink it, and it's like chocolate and stout, and it was one of the weirdest, most exciting beers I've ever drank. And then this other guy I was with got a beer from Monkish called Selah, and it's another Saison, so I tried that. And then I started telling them, hey, I have a beer show tonight, or a podcast where I review beers, and I'm going to do the Logsdon beer. They're like, dude, we just went to that brewery. It's awesome. That beer you're going to try is one of the best beers they offer, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, this is going to be one of the best days ever. So I got really excited. So it just motivated me even more to talk more about beer. So if you guys don't like beer, sorry, I really do. That's going to be a big theme throughout the next few weeks of kind of what I'm about, because I'm going to begin this journey as a home brewer. And then maybe as they become available, we'll be able to give them out as prizes. So anyway, that's my cool story for the day. And I just wanted to share with you guys. So be on the lookout. Those beers will be coming. We haven't decided on a name. So if you think of any names, post them on our Facebook page. Let me know. I'd love to take names from our audience. And I mean, I'd be excited to name the first beer if somebody in the audience gave us a great name, I'd go for it. But that probably transitions real well. So
after a lovely lady.
Speaking of prizes,
we're into prizes now.
Well, we're announcing.
Announce winner. Announcing the winner of last week's 10 weeks ago, the last time we did the show.
2 weeks.
The show, about 2 years ago. We had a little game on here that Francisco did, and it's a.
Do you have the backward song?
The backward song. No, I sent it to you in the email, remember?
No.
Nope, we don't have the song.
Oh, yes, I do. Right here. All right, so.
And we had millions upon millions of people that answered. To be exact,
so many responses.
So to that, I say to the rest of you, go fuck yourself.
So here's a little sample of last week. It's an 80s theme song that we played in reverse to see if you guys can guess it. See if you can guess this song. This time I'm going to play from the beginning. All right. Anybody get guess this time? Maybe you can, maybe you can't.
And if you didn't, the correct answer is Tailspin.
No, that's not
Trick, dude.
Trick.
Polly Pockets.
No, the correct answer is Teenage
Mighty Max.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And we have the winner in the weaker winner.
The Wicker Man
was Michael Caldwell.
Yeah, buddy. Whee!
But yeah, so thank you for playing. Thank you for playing. We must appreciate it. Yeah, what do you win?
What are the prizes?
All right. So as we mentioned last week or last 2 weeks ago, we're going to be having a gift drawer where it's going to have a whole bunch of random prizes in it. As of yet, it's not quite been established what is in that drawer. So the prize is still a mystery, but Mike
That's
will
not
get
true. It. We just forgot to put it together.
No, I have some stuff that we can put
it
together.
We forgot to put it together.
Okay, we forgot to put it together.
So Mike, we will get you your prize.
And then Mike, when you get your prize, if you would post it on our page so people could see that you actually got your prize.
But you know what? Nobody's on Facebook anymore.
It's all right. What? For us.
Nobody
for
on
posterity.
The channel, on the our pages. Like, there's nobody, like, replies or anything.
So
there's nobody
where's
that
the
does
activity?
Anything. I know. That's what I'm asking. Because like, we have listeners.
We do.
And it's like...
I've had people talk to me and say, oh, I listen to your podcast. I was like, okay.
We'll say, put that on the Facebook page.
Yeah. So we really like feedback. So, you know, if you do listen, just give us a little shout out. Let us know how your day is going. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We appreciate all of it. And we
Back
look
in
at
the
it.
Day, there was a lot of feedback.
There was a little bit more, definitely. We also had a little more listeners, so...
A lot of you are getting fat and lazy.
But anyway,
and
so
to
Mike,
that I say go fuck yourself.
We have Mike is a good old friend of ours. I believe we already have his address on
file.
He's
a good old boy. Right? I don't know. I think I have it. You know what? I think I have
it. If not, we'll hit him up. Mike, we'll hit you up for your address, but we'll get you your prize.
I'm pretty sure I have it.
Yeah, and then we'll talk after the show's over, Ivan, about what to get him. And then we'll hopefully and then next week we'll have more or next show we'll have another theme song game and see if maybe some of you guys can guess the backward theme song.
It's backwards theme song, backwards theme, the backwards theme song.
Well, anyway, but thanks for playing, Mike. It was cool. When the evil shredder attacks, these turtle boys don't cut them no slack. Teenage Turtles. Teenage Turtles. Oh, so cool, man.
All right, so was it Saturday? Saturday was Free Comic Book Day throughout
indeed.
The world.
It was.
We went, Francisco, myself, and Monique. And the period blood girl was there too.
Oh, dude, you gotta share that
Why
story, dude.
Did you bring that up?
You gotta share that story.
That's not me, by the way.
No, it's definitely not.
It wasn't me either.
That was pretty gross.
We were because we are the comic book, the comic book store we went to. The comic book starts their thing at 11, and people are lining up since 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
And ahead of us was these like three kids.
Yeah.
And there was two girls.
And a little boy.
And it was funny because we were waiting in line about an hour into it.
Yeah.
We got to the white chairs. And Francisco, was it Francisco or you? Who pointed at it like, ew, look, it's the blood. I think it was Francisco pointing. He's like, ew, there's white chairs and there was like
little
red stains. And he's like, ew, look, period blood. And I'd like, I thought it was a joke. So I went along with it. I was like, ew, yeah, that's true. That's gross. And then as we started walking down the line past the other chairs, we started seeing the same spot.
The same
like
spot.
Like bigger spots, smaller spots. Yeah. So I was like, ew, that's fucking period blood.
Yeah. And then we started realizing like, wait, it's none of the chairs in front of us have it. It's only after the girl who was immediately in front of us would sit down, it would end up with a spot. So then we finally put it together and we're like, oh my God, the girl in front of us is having a period problem.
Yeah.
And then, it's leaking all through her pants, and she keeps sitting on all these white
chairs. And you were
chairs.
Able to see it. I don't know if you guys saw it.
No, I didn't even look. I was so disgusted.
It was big. It was a big stain.
The thing was, okay,
so gross.
Right, the thing was, me and your sister noticed, and I told your sister, I was like, should we tell her? And then she told her. But she just was covering her butt with her shirt.
Yeah.
But it kept rising up, so then you kept seeing the stain getting bigger and bigger. It's really gross. But
she kept sitting on all the chairs, and
she
knew.
She was stamping them.
Like, bing, yeah, it's like, bing. mine.
And the thing is,
there's a Trader Joe's down the street now. I don't know if they sell feminine...
It's right around the corner.
Hygiene thingies.
Yeah.
It's like 30 feet away, 50 feet away or something like that.
It's not far.
And it's like you could have, we still had about an hour to wait in line. It's like you could have gone and taken care of the situation.
Yep. Or maybe they have a restroom, right?
Yeah, there's a McDonald's across the way.
Yeah, and the thing is they were only letting in a few people at a time because the store could only manage so many people. So it's like even if we moved up like 50 yards, we were so far back, you had way more than enough time to deal with it.
She knew that, and she kept stamping all the chairs. It was like, so nobody, at least we couldn't sit in the chairs because we know what was going on. There was people behind us that were sitting in the chairs.
That's so gross. And the thing is, like, the thing that really grossed me out the most is, like, not only did she know about it, like her friend kept looking at it and pretending like she didn't see it. Yeah. I'm like, come on, you guys both see it. And she kept sitting because instead of standing and trying to hide it by standing, she thought sitting would hide it, not realizing every time she stood up.
Yeah, so she's like,
but she was making it worse because when she would sit down, you would see more of the stain on her pants. She's not here.
You don't have to whisper. It's
okay. Well, because I feel bad. That sucks.
Yeah, no, that sucks. But she didn't handle it properly. She could have easily gone, take care of the shit, you know, instead of.
She wanted her free comic book.
It was. Anyway, but that was definitely not the highlight. That was a low light of that day. So, but one of the cool things that did happen is we had a lot of fun with the different characters, and I want to. There's a little video Ivan put together, so I'm gonna play it. It's on our, it's on our Facebook page, but I have it loaded up. Can I play it?
I guess it's just music.
Is it? Oh, you guess you're right. No, there's one part I want them to see.
Oh yeah, it's towards the middle.
There it is, right here. You guys listen carefully.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, Daredevil Goldman. Oh, Daredevil.
Wrong guy.
Sorry.
I'm red, you know.
You're confused.
So one of the great moments is we were walking by and there's guys dressed up in cosplay and Deadpool walks by and I was like, hey, what's up? Look, guys, it's Daredevil. And the guy's like, "Wrong guy." You didn't hear it?
I had the camera up, and the guy comes up. He's like, "Whoa, that's a tiny camera."
That's right.
And he's like, it's GoPro." He's like, "Right." And I was like, "Yeah, you should get a Daredevil GoPro." And I was like, "Daredevil? Wait, not Daredevil." I was like, "Oh, sorry, wrong guy." Dude's like, well, "I'm red. It's all right.
It's all right. Same thing." Yeah. That was pretty funny. But yeah, there was a lot of real. Some of my favorite things is with Comic Bug. The reason I love it so much is they really take into account your whole experience, not just buying the comics, but like standing in line. They know it's boring. They know it's hot. So they offer you free jarritos. They came by offering free like sodas and stuff. They had a bunch of different cosplay guys walking up and down the line. And one of the best for me was the two different Spider-Mans.
There was two Spider-Mans, that's right.
There was one Spider-Man who his costume was like all ripped.
Yeah, and it looked like he's sewing it all together like with pieces of like different Spider-Man costume. And then the eyes were like sunglass pieces.
Aww.
He was like kind of chunky and...
not really flexible.
Yeah, not really flexible. And then this other Spider-Man showed up who's like, his costume looks freaking good.
Yeah.
And he's a thin dude. And he's jumping up on the parking meters and like standing there like a Spider-Man pose.
Yep.
It was just funny because I would have been embarrassed if I was the other Spider-Man.
And the funny thing is the other Spider-Man had his own photographer.
Yeah.
And he looked all legit for a second. But then the other guy was like, he had like the fat, I'm going to call him the fat Spider-Man. I don't know. The fat Spider-Man didn't engage, didn't really talk to people. Yeah. He was just like.
He just walk around.
Walk up and down. The other Spider-Man was like, hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? And he would get down on the floor, do the little poses with the kids. And he was really good. So anyway, it was funny. I was like, and then someone asked him. I think it was the kids in front of us, actually. The kid in front of us, the other thing about him, he had no idea what the hell he was doing there. He just was like, free? I'm going to get in line. Because there was people videotaping, and they were like, what are you most excited about? And he's like,
I just want free stuff. The video
the
host guy was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're going to cut that.
And it's funny because if you're at a comic book store and they, like the shirts of the comic book employees, they had Uga Chaka. And if you're a comic book fan or you just even like movies, you know where that's coming from right now. Right. I mean, you could say Alec McBeal, but right now... You know that it's from the Guardians of the Galaxy because it's in the trailer. It's a big part of the trailer. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the part that a lot of people remember. The kid was like, what does Uga Chaka mean? Like, what is... He just didn't know what anything was. So I was like, kid, why are you in line? I'm going to throw you into the trash can.
Exactly. Why are you even here? It was... And they did... But those shirts were pretty cool. They were like this bright green shirt. It's like Uga Chaka on it. On the back, it has a comic bug. I'm actually excited. Hopefully, in the near future, they're going to shut down the Arclight and sell tickets for that showing.
I think they're gonna try to do it for Guardians. Yeah,
that's the movie. It's
in August.
Sorry.
Yeah,
is that in August? Okay, so hopefully in like July we can buy tickets or whatever, or June or whatever they go on sale. But anyway, Comic Bug in general is just a really good comic book store. We highly recommend them. I just think that they're pretty great because they think a lot about your experience as a comic book buyer, as a comic just standing in line. They're into the fandom, you know. It's like I was watching this TV show. Have you ever watched this is a side note. Have you guys ever watched the show The Goldbergs?
I've seen like
the new show.
Sometimes the shit is funny, man. And they were having this one where the kids was lining up to go to see Return of the Jedi when it came out. And like
For the new episode, wasn't it?
I don't know. I was watching it last night. I don't know if it was new.
I remember seeing the kid. He was dressed up as somebody.
Han Solo, and he's all dressed up. And then like the sister's like too cool for school or whatever. That shit was funny.
Too cool
for school. It was great because it reminded me of like the fandom of like geek and nerd culture before like.
Before it was cool, right?
Yeah, like before Comic-Con and before like, we're cool because we go to Comic-Con. Or, hey, yeah, we like Big Bang Theory too. It's like, okay, relax. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when people were into it. Like the girl, one of the girls, the sister, she's like, why aren't you having fun? He's like, yeah, like I'm going to have fun with a guy sitting on a big dog, right? Because he's sitting on a tauntaun. Mm-hmm. And the brother's like, what are you talking about? He's like, you know that's a tauntaun. Don't even act like you don't know. You know you love this stuff. You're not too cool for this. And she's like, so? so funny. But it's like, anyway. But Comic Bug is really into the fandom of comics. So anyway, one of the things that they do that I also wanted to plug them a little bit is because they love comics so much, it's not just selling you comics. They do a podcast at their location, which they're actually recording tonight, called Drinking with Comics. So they drink beer and they love beer like we love beer, and they talk about comic books. And if you haven't had a chance, check out Drinking with Comics. They have a website, drinkingwithcomics.com, also Facebook, Drinking with Comics. If you're so inclined and you got a little hour to spare, definitely watch issue 5. You'll see Ivan and I make fools of ourselves when we go up and talk about beer.
I didn't look like a fool. I look cool at school.
He's like, oh, they sell those Trader Joe's. Yeah, that's where I got this one.
That's not at all how it went. Okay, thanks.
Anyway, but it was fun. And then Ivan, I think, that same day you guys went to a different comic book store. You want to tell them what was that like?
Crappy.
It wasn't crappy.
It was crappy.
We just went in and out. We just got our
free comics. Yeah, we just got the comics. We went to another comic book store and we got the more free comics that we didn't pick up at Comic Bug. Yeah. They only had like eight titles though, so it wasn't too many.
But I saw things there that I didn't see at Comic Bug.
Really? Like what?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like the Mega Man one.
Oh, that's true.
And what else did I see?
Not interested.
I can't remember. It's been too long.
So they're more like gamer culture as well.
Sounds like.
I don't know. No, because they had the Guardians of the Galaxy. They had like those were the bigger ones. They had the DC one, and then as far as the small ones, they had Adventure Time, Mega Man, and My Little Ponies.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I picked up there.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was a pretty fun day overall. I'd say we had a good time. And I highly recommend it. If you've never gone next year, it's always the first Saturday of May is when you have free comic book day. And you can go to almost any comic book store in your local city and pick up free comic books. Because each of the different comic book publishers will give them for free to comic book stores so that people get into buying comic books and know where your local comic book stores are. So it's a brilliant marketing strategy. And even if you don't like comics, go out for Saturday of May and can pick yourself up some free comics next year.
Yeah, even if you don't like comics.
Don't do that. Make it sense.
Well, if you do like comics.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway.
Is it my turn?
You're next. You're up to bat.
I know. Oh.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Well, anyway, speaking of people with supernatural abilities, kind of, did you guys hear about that thing in the news where a bunch of people were doing like a Barnum and Bailey Ringling Brothers thing and they fell to the ground?
Oh, I heard.
I saw that, but I don't know what happened.
I saw something about that, yeah.
Okay, so basically they were doing, I don't want to call it a skit. It was an act. It's called the Human Chandelier, and there's like eight chicks hanging from this metal thing, but they're hanging with their hair, right? Mm-hmm. So their hair is connected, and then there's like a clip on top of the chandelier. Happened was like they were doing their routine, and then they heard like a big cracking sound, and what happened was the clip broke, and then they all fell to the ground. Nobody died. They were just like really badly injured. But
did one of them have a son named Dick Grayson?
No.
So close.
I just thought it was crazy. And then like one of the main girls, I guess her name is Samantha Pittard. She's like, oh yeah, I'm going to get back up there.
Samantha what?
Pittard.
Uh-oh, retard alert.
Anyways.
Sorry. So what happened with Samantha Pittard?
Well, she's like, I'm going to get back up there. She started, I guess, as a clown. They fell 20 feet.
Wait, after she fell, she got back up?
No. She's going to get back up there. Like, it's not
phasing her. She's getting back on the horse.
Yes, she's getting back on the horse.
Wow.
But it's crazy because, like, she can hold two women just with her hair. And she holds them from their hair. I don't know. You have to look at the article. It's weird. Like, I think they twist their hair on a ring or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's weird. It reminds... Have you ever heard of... I don't know. Maybe it's in psychology or whatever... I took a class once on this thing called deviant sociology, where people do weird stuff, and it's like, why do they do it? Have you ever heard of those people? It just reminded me. They, like, pierce their back, and then they hook themselves, and they, like, hang from their skin.
We were just watching this show on AMC.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Freak Show, and it's here in Venice. There's a guy who opened up a freak show thing.
Oh, yeah, I heard
and,
about that.
And you have, like, the snake lady, and you have this guy. His name's Morg, and he's just, like... He looks like a freaking ghost because his face is always like pale.
Well, he's a gothic guy.
And he's, yeah, and he has blonde hair, but he's always wearing like a black hoodie. And he's like, I'm going to do a show. And like, he's a sword swallower. He's probably swallows other things too. Yeah. And, but this time he swallowed a
salami swallower.
What is that sword that's kind of
a scythe?
Excalibur.
A scythe.
It's curved.
The crooked one, like that half, like crescent moon looking dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he swallowed that one. He had like twists and stuff. And
what?
He was like, whatever about it. He was like, he did it. But anyways, they have this guy who his skin stretches. Oof. Like
that weirds me out. I'm sorry.
He could put the skin from under his chin over his nose. What the fuck? It like stretch. He's like
that's one of those things for me that I'm like.
It was kind of weird. He has like he came from England. He has like this
freaking English this people. Thingy.
It's a disease or something. Yeah.
And there's this crazy black dude on there. His face is all pierced up, and he has like nails going through his nose and stuff.
Did he study like ninja moves and stuff? The guy from England. Was his name Ben?
Huh?
Never mind.
What?
Was his name Ben? Did he study
ninja? Oh, Ben.
Ninjutsu? And did he have stretchy skin? Like, make myself disappear?
No. What?
Let's get it better next time.
I'm just kidding. Would have got it the first time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, proceed.
Sorry.
So did any of the girls, like, what was like the main thing that happened?
No, nobody died. It's just that the clip broke. Are you serious? Yeah. And then, like, all the paramedic guys were standing by anyway. So they just ran. Like, yeah, they ran to go help all of them.
They're like wearing clown shoes.
Oh my god!
What you know? Because I heard my mom and my grandma talking about it at the house. Uh-huh. But you know they're Hispanic, so they like exaggerate. So I thought like people died. Dios mío!
No, it just says that there were 8 women.
And I'm gonna go home and be like, "You guys are full of shit."
They were all hanging by their hair. They were facing outward, and then there was one girl in the middle, and she was doing like that, you know, with the big ribbon sashy thing, where they twist and crap. And
Like hanging from a
big ribbon sashy blanket thing.
Yeah.
She was in the middle, and then she was holding the Samantha girl in the middle, like underneath her, and they all fell 20 feet.
Did they find out why it broke? Was it just a bad clip?
I think it was just old, and they heard it crack. Like they heard the breaking noise, and then they were just like. The next thing they knew, they were on the ground, and it like knocked the wind out. It knocked the wind out of Samantha. That's what she said. And then she kind of like woke up and like looked around. She's like, "Okay, everybody's okay."
I guess they weren't up that high then, maybe. Or
it said 20 feet.
Oh, that's not high. That's like two stories.
It's just dangerous. No, there was 8 of them. Like, they could have.
I thought they were like
somebody could have died. State
building. That's like a normal. That's like a normal day for like Johnny Knoxville.
But there was no net underneath.
Bam Margera is like that's his warm up.
Yeah. Oh
just drop me from 20 feet.
They just jump off the second story.
I'm ready to go. Or what's that other one? The guy, Travis, what's his face, when they do their nitrous circus or something like that?
Oh, Pastrana?
Yeah, whatever. Is Pastrami?
Travis Pastrana or something? I don't know.
Anyway.
And not white trash.
But
and then I want to talk about one other thing.
Go for
because
it.
Because my cousin, she goes to UC Santa Barbara. And recently...
Go Bulldogs!
Go Bulldogs!
Oh, good.
Well, yeah, Anteaters!
I don't even know what their mascot is now.
Banana Slugs.
Surfers. Go Surfers!
But
Hot Chicks.
Where all the white people go.
Yeah, bikers.
They found this girl's body on Isla Vista Beach. She was a 20-year-old student who went to UCSB.
20?
Damn, yeah, she's only 20. They still haven't determined the cause of death. And
I can tell you, she went to a party. She got... She got Rufalins.
Rufalins.
She got Rufalins.
She got some Flories.
She got Flories. She got date rape, and they left her at the beach.
Oh, yep. But she's really pretty.
White frat boys, they're like,
of course.
So, I mean, maybe.
It's always the pretty ones.
But they don't have that much information on it yet, or at least I don't see anything.
No, it's because the rich kids' parents are covering it up.
Oh,
they're like, here,
yes.
here, UCPD.
UCPD.
UCSB PD.
No. Aye. UCSB is a very, very, like you said, very white.
Well, it's a main old party school, too.
Yeah, they said that the only people who live in that area of Santa Barbara are either in college or over 70. It's like very old white and party white. And all the party people live in this little island called Isla Vista. So,
oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They call it Ivy. And that's like, there's a party every night, every night, every night. I have a couple friends who went there, and they said there's nothing to do there sober. I laughed.
Wow. I was like, that's not true. You go get clam chowder.
That scares me.
Yes. But like, there's like, if you're not into the heavy drinking culture, it's not like there's no museums up there. There's no like.
If you don't like getting date rape, if you don't like getting Rufalins,
so
if you don't like beer,
note to self: if you're gonna go to UC Santa Barbara and you're a pretty girl, you better start building up a tolerance for roofies.
Oh no! Jesus. You seen those new glasses that they came out with? Mm-mm. Where they detect if they put a Rufalins in there.
What?
The glass gets red stripes on it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it detects the drug, the toxin.
So when you go to a party, you have to bring your own cup?
I think they said that bars are going to start getting those or something like that.
Oh, interesting. Oh.
They're just like, they look like regular glasses, but if they detect some sort of...
Cups. Some,
yeah.
I was thinking that you put on glasses and it like...
Somebody's
no, you stupid
drunk.
Son of a bitch. No, glasses are glasses.
I'm holding my glass.
This is a pint glass.
Okay, glass.
Okay, you're right.
Many
glass.
Of them are glasses.
Pint glasses. Okay. Got it.
This guy's full of shit.
Well,
I am. I actually got
excuse me. Yeah, anyways, that they're going to detect the thing and gross. There's going to get red stripes. Red stripe beer.
Hooray beer.
Oh, pues.
Sorry.
Okay.
Full of shit.
Note to listeners, this is where the show goes to shit.
Nope. This is where the show gets awesome.
Literally.
Because we're close to
this
the end.
This is where the show gets awesome.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Anyway, sorry. So, okay. What happened to her?
The only other thing I wanted to say was it happened 3 days ago, and there was a cyclist. I guess he was just riding his bike, you know, down the beach or whatever. He just found her body, and then he called the cops.
Dude, that's got to be the worst, though. You're riding a bike, you're like, hey, girl, you
right?
okay?
Like, wake up.
She's
oh,
not
shit.
Awake.
She's
she was dead, right?
Yeah, she's dead.
Fuck. She's not awake.
Oh, she was also valedictorian of her high school in Nevada.
Oh, Nevada.
So she was a smart girl.
Speaking of...
Well, in Nevada, there's not a lot of brightness.
Oh, show your mouth.
Speaking of those... sorry.
No, I'm done.
Beach fronts where people... Things are dead. Mm-hmm. Did anybody see the story? I don't know whatever happened with it. The whale? Did you guys see the whale that washed up on shore? And then it was starting to like swell up and it got all...
Didn't
but they didn't know what to do with it because they were afraid to pop it because there's been times where they
wanted to explode it.
They were figuring out whether they should explode it, tow it out, like they and they didn't know what to do. So it was sitting there for days.